IBC 9, September 7th, 2005. Hey everybody, welcome to the Italian-born Chinese podcast, the only podcast in three languages, coming to you from Shanghai. I'm your host John. Today is Wednesday, September 7th, and this is episode 9. If you've been reading my website, you will know that I've been offline Wednesday and Thursday. I'm back online now. It was actually not the ISP's fault this time. It was a power problem in our building. However, my current connection is still slow at times, and it's not very stable, so I might still switch from public to private, because, you know, you cannot trust public providers, because, you know, fanaschifo. So I will let you know how it goes. This past weekend, my brother-in-law left to the US, so, you know, we tried to spend some time with him. And consequently, I didn't have time to record this show. And plus, I underestimated the time it takes me to produce one. So, only now I can record it. However, here I am, so let's get started. Today, I will tell you about a business podcast. And it is called For Immediate Release. The Hobson & Holtz Report, which is a twice weekly podcast hosted by Neville Hobson and Shel Holtz, a pair of communication professionals. Now, Hobson is based in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, while Holtz is located in Concord, California. So this podcast is about PR, organization communication, and focusing on new online technology used by businesses, like blogs and podcasts. But, you know, let them explain it for us.
FIR 64, the place where those who get it move forward, on September 1st, 2005.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome to For Immediate Release, the Hobson & Holtz Report, show number 64, on Thursday, the 1st of September, 2005. This is Neville Hobson, Amsterdam.
And this is Shel Holtz in Concord, California.
And yes, welcome to the show.
As I say at the beginning of all their shows, FIR is a comment-driven podcast. So, for the first half of the show, they have read listeners' comments or play audio comments, which discuss various topics, and this is in fact a discussion, not only between Shel and Neville, but between them and
so
the listeners.
I think we should get started straight away with the comments, and we've got two today. Actually, it's quite a low number. We normally have a few more than that, but two, nevertheless, excellent comments. The first one is a comment Heidi Miller left in the show notes post on the podcast blog for last Thursday's show, number 62. And she says, "Hello, Shel and Neville. Just wanted to let you know that something that Chris Marlowe said towards the end of your podcast about pitching journalists really resonated with me."
In the second part of the show, they cover some news related to PR, they review new software related to communication, and discuss about new topics.
Still, a couple of things that I thought were worth talking about, and the first one has to do with blog etiquette. And it's an interesting topic because, as far as I can tell, there really is nothing like blog etiquette so far, especially when you consider the incredible variety of uses to which blogs are being put.
And they also have contribution by other correspondents, like, for example, Lee Hopkins.
And now, it's time to go down under and spend a few minutes with our correspondent from the Southern Hemisphere. Here he is, direct from Adelaide, Australia, taking a break from putting another shrimp on the Barbie. It's Lee Hopkins.
Ah, good day to you gentlemen. A jolly good afternoon. Hopkins here in the Adelaide Hills, feeling very relaxed and casual after quite a wonderful dinner party last night, so I'm feeling a little, shall we say, jaded this morning. But we've done tons of washing up, and it's a beautiful day here. Even though it's winter, it seems to be slowly working its way towards spring, and it's an absolutely gorgeous day here in Adelaide today.
And finally, they close with the pot saving song. Now, this is the only business podcast that I listen at the moment. All the other podcasts are usually focused on entertainment. But I find myself surprisingly entertained by a foreign media release, and even though I only started listening to it, this is already in my love category, if you remember last episode. They also have the best show notes I've ever seen. You know, they write out every single topic, comment, or discussion. And they add the time code for each of them so that you can easily skip to the topic you are interested or use it as a reference, as I did for this segment. They also include links to everything they mention, even if it's just for a second. Also, show number 56 of For Immediate Release is a presentation on podcasting done by them to McGraw-Hill, and it is an excellent introduction to podcasting. So if you want to learn more about podcasting, listen to FIR 56 or For Immediate Release 56. You can even download the PowerPoint file and follow along with the audio presentation. Where to go? Well, go to forimmediatrelease.biz.
Hi, this is Michael Butler from the Rock and Roll Geek Show. I'm here to ask for your assistance on behalf of the victims of Hurricane Katrina. Now, I live in Florida for most of my life, and we had hurricanes pretty much every year, so we are pretty used to it. But we never had any hurricanes that were as bad as the one they've just recently had in New Orleans. So do everybody a favor, go to redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP-NOW. You can donate as little as $5, and your donation will provide aid such as blankets, shelter, food, and drinking water. You know, do your part. I'm going to go to PayPal as soon as I finish this message and donate more than $5, so I hope you will too. Thanks a lot for listening.
This music is by Rob Coslow. You can find him at robcoslow.com. And a few days ago, I was visiting his site and started reading his blog, and I saw my podcast mentioned. So, and you know, he was thanking me for playing his music. I don't actually know if he listened to my show, but I was shocked to find a mention of IBC on his blog. So, thank you, Rob, for this wonderful music. So, last time I told you about our time in UK, and today I will cover summer of 2000. I finished my exams in June and went to Birmingham to spend the summer there. I rented a room for two or three months, I can't remember, which was close to Becky's place, and just at the, you know, we had the best time during the summer. Becky was working on her dissertation, so even though she did not have class, she was still kind of busy. Not too busy, but you know, at first she read a lot of books, and then she proceeded to write her dissertation. But we also had time to for a trip to Scotland, which is a beautiful place. We went with a large group organized by the university, and so everything was prepared for us. group tours are nice, and that you don't need to worry about travel or food. So you just pay the fee and show up, and everything is taken care of. And it worked nicely on this trip. We visited a lot of the usual touristy places in Scotland, like Edinburgh, Inverness, Loch Ness, and I love the Scottish accent, even though I don't understand like 40% of it. And I remember I went to a signing by comics writer Mark Millar, and he's Scottish, and that was my first exposure to Scottish accent. Oh my god, I'm not kidding. I could not understand. I could only understand 30% of what he said. You know, he would tell these funny stories, and the only reason I laughed is because everyone else laughed. So, but I didn't really get the joke or the story at all. So, that was in Hull during my first year. So, you know, I was quite overwhelmed. But I do love their accent, especially when they use the R, like in Rambling Bridge. Anyway, so we took this trip at the beginning of the summer, after which Becky really started to work on her paper. First reading many, many books, then she started writing, mostly using my laptop. And I don't know why, but she was writing mainly during the night. Probably it's just more quiet, you know, there are no distractions. So I remember spending many nights awake to keep her company. She would be at the desk typing away, and I would be on the bed, usually reading a comic book or something. And I especially remember reading From Hell by Alan Moore, which is a masterpiece graphic novel about Jack the Ripper. And reading in the middle of the night was very effective. You know, I still shiver when I think about that book. Becky started reading it, but she got scared, so I had to tell her how it ended. I also remember there were a few nights where she wasn't very constructive because we played Worms. Yes, we would spend the whole night playing Worms on my laptop. I think we did it for like one or two nights. That was very, very fun. I don't know if you played Worms, but it was just addictive. We couldn't stop playing. And, you know, we only stopped playing because we couldn't keep our eyes open. You know, those were the careless days of our youth. Now we take care of ourselves a little better. So even though we had a lot of fun, Becky still did an incredible job. And, you know, she got a very good... she got married, I think, and then for her dissertation. A brilliant work by young and brilliant mind. But as always, the good times ended, and Becky left UK for Taiwan, and I was left alone in UK. This time I was really, really alone. But that's for next episode. It is now time for Podsafe music, and today I'm gonna play mellow songs in honor of the people in New Orleans who are affected by Katrina. And so today I'm gonna play a song by Jordan Doucette. And this is called Captured.
Go. This is CC Chapman from AccidentHash.com with a quick public service announcement. I really want to urge everybody out there who's listening to this quick little announcement to take a couple minutes and go out to RedCross.org and donate whatever you can to the Disaster Relief Fund. This will help the people who are suffering right now from Hurricane Katrina, but it'll also help in the future with other disasters. We all know there's going to be more. And as someone who's been on the receiving end of funds from the Red Cross, I can speak about how great of an organization they are. So whether it's $1 or $100, just take a minute, surf on over to redcross.org, and donate what you can. Thanks, guys. Peace. Be wild.
Thank you, CC. So today I'm going to skip the Shanghai story because, you know, I want to make time for the public service announcements for the hurricane. So if you have some money to spare, you know, this is the best way to help the people in New Orleans. And let's just not only think about them and pray about them, but just really help them. So, before I close, I want to thank Wayne for writing me an email and for listening to my podcast. Grazie tante, Wayne. Cercherò di parlare di più in italiano e magari insegnarti qualche parolaccia, per esempio il classico cazzo. Anyway, I also want to thank my uncle Decho for sending me pictures of myself in summer, I think it was summer 95. Boy, was I thin. And compared to now, I was a stick. Now I have a beer belly, even though I don't drink beer. Se mi vedete adesso, sto diventando come lo zio Decho. Anyway, thanks again to Wayne, and please follow his example and shoot me an email at ibccast@gmail.com. You can also leave comments on my blog, theties.net, theties.net. Okay, the music provided tonight by PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com. And in closing, I'm gonna play a song by Rob Coslow. Yes, this time you will hear the whole song. I will not talk over it. So I hope you enjoy. Well, as again, please help the people in New Orleans. This is Not Alone by Rob Coslow. Thanks for listening. Ciao. 再见.
This has been another Disembodied Voices podcast group podcast. Disembodied Voices. Dvoices.blogspot.com.